Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about life lessons and things that I've really learned the hard way. And one of those life lessons that I've gotten is that it's very, very difficult to change people long term unless they are willing to make the change themselves. In other words, if people are changing because you want them to change, the odds of them being able to maintain that change long term are very low. So let's assume you're in a relationship with someone that has anger management issues. You bring it to their attention, and you let them know that this is not something that's acceptable to you, and that you are not willing to stay in a relationship as long as they have this problem. So all of a sudden, the problem disappears as far as you know. Maybe they get help, maybe they don't, but in either case, 3 or 4 months go by, and you see no signs of the anger management or any violence or anything. They seem to be okay. For you to move forward and assume that it's never going to come up again probably isn't realistic. So the thing you have to ask yourself as you go through this is, could you accept the shortfall long term? If you know they have anger management issues, are they so bad that there's no way you could handle it? In other words, are they violent? Do they get violent and start hitting you, or do they just yell a lot? And if it's just yelling a lot, could you live with that? Is that something you're okay with? All right, and we know you don't like it, but if it manifests itself every so often, can you handle it? And if the answer to the question is no, then that's where you start to move on. You end the relationship. Because here's what I know. You can't help people that don't want to help themselves, and people will be willing to change and put on a good show for a while. But at some point down the road, whatever change they make, it's just not going to last. I mean, it's just realistic. Now, are there exceptions to this? Yes, but they're rare. So again, you have to look at the shortfall and ask yourself if you can accept it long term. The answer is yes, then you're okay. And if the answer is no, then you've got some tough decisions to make. But at the end of the day, you can't help people that don't want to help themselves. That's what it comes down to. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. Just get here for a few minutes a day. That's all it takes. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk a little bit about the idea that, humans, as human beings, we give ourselves far too much credit for what we know. Right? We think we're smarter than we actually are. For today, I just want you to think about this idea of changing people. And the reality, again, is that people have to want to help themselves. And if they're simply changing for your sake, at some point, whatever the issue was, will come back. Are you equipped to deal with it if it does come back?